Okay, good morning, everybody. Today's daf is B'Metzia Daf Tzadi Ches. We are holding on Daf Tzadi Zayin Amud Beis. We are two lines from the end of the page. Kida Amar Rav Nachman on Daf Tzadi Zayin Amud Beis. Today's shiur is sponsored by Dr. David Landerer in honor of his wife and children, Alil Nishmas, his mother, Golda Basimcha, Aleha Shalom. It's also sponsored by Daniel Sadian for the success of Klal Yisrael in these times, and Hatzlacha for our soldiers and for our captives. Also by Ilana and Jonathan Silber in commemoration of the yard site of Jonathan's brother, Baruch Daniel Ben Zev Levi HaKohen Shem Shem Aliyah. It's also sponsored by David and Debbie Adelson, Lila Nishmas, David's grandmother, Chana Bas Rav Shlomo Yehuda Aryeh Hashem Yimkom Damo, who was murdered in Majanik on this day in 1943, Rosh Hashem Aliyah. And it was also sponsored by Berish and Shani Sober, Lefor Shalema, for Shlomo Zalman Ben Golda, Yitzchak Mordechai Ben Hendel, and Chaim Yoshua Ben Hendel, they should have Lefor Shalema, Besoch Shar Chole Yisrael. We thank all the sponsors very much for these sponsorships. So yesterday we left off with a question. The Mishnah had said that if you have two different deals working simultaneously, one where there's a borrowing and another where there's a renting between the same two people, and the lender said, "Oh, the animal that died was the she'ula, or at the time that it was she'ula," and the borrower said, "I don't know, maybe it was the schura and I'm pata from onsim, but I don't know, eini yodea." So the Mishnah had said, Chayiv, you got to pay. So the question we had left off with was, wait a second, that means that our Mishnah is saying that when you have a bari v'shema, that the person, bari adif, and the person who says shema is chayiv to pay. But that in fact is a machlokas. We learned that manuli biyadcha, and the other one says eini yodea. Rav Huna and Rav Yehuda say you're chayiv to pay, but Rav Nachman and Rav Yochanan say you're pater. So is our Mishnah against Rav Nachman and Rav Yochanan? Is there any way to reconcile our Mishnah with Rav Nachman and Rabbi Yochanan, who say that a bari v'shema, that the shema is not obligated to pay? So that's going to be the first issue we're going to discuss, how to reconcile our Mishnah with the shita of Rav Nachman. And the Gemara is going to say that our Mishnah must be talking about a case where there's already a chiyuv shavua and the shomer is not able to take the shavua, and therefore our Mishnah is an application of a different principle, that whenever someone is chayav a shavua and they're unable to take that shavua, then they have to pay. It's not that every bari v'shema has to pay. It's when there's a pre-existing chiyuv shavua and you can't take that shavua, then you're going to have to pay. And the Gemara is going to explain what the case has to be. The whole Amud Aleph is explaining what the case would have to be in our Mishnah to generate or to make it a case where there's already a chiyuv shavua, and therefore the fellow that says eini yodea is going to have to pay. Then on Amud Beis, the Gemara is going to tell us that the chiyuv shvua in our Mishnah is not based on a moda b'miktsas. Moda b'miktsas we know is chayiv shvua, but that's not really what's happening in our Mishnah. In our Mishnah, there's already a separate chiyuv shvua, and then we add the case in our Mishnah as a gilgul shvua, not as a typical case of moda b'miktsas. Then the Gemara is going to have four shailas about a borrowing slash renting combination arrangement, similar to like we had in our Mishnah, where there's borrowing and there's renting going on between the same two people, but the four shailas are all going to relate to how we apply the principle of bailavimo to such an arrangement. So we sort of take like the last two sugyas and put them together. And that discussion brings us all the way to the Mishnah on the bottom of Amud Beis. And the Mishnah on the bottom of Amud Beis is going to talk about if the para that's being borrowed is sent through a third party, when do the chiyuvim of the shoel begin and when do the chiyuvim of the shoel end? When it's in transit, it's being delivered to him. Is the shoel already chayiv and onsim? What if he's giving it back and he's sending it back and it's in transit? Is the shoel going to be chayiv and onsim in such a case? So that's going to be the Mishnah on the bottom of Amud Beis. So let's begin. Again, we are at Kida Amar of Nachman, second to last line of the page, on Daf Tzadi Zayin Amud Beis. And we are trying to answer, how could it be that, how could Rav Nachman be reconciled with our Mishnah? Because after all, Rav Nachman had said that if someone says, Manali Biyadcha, and the other fellow says, Eini Yodeya, you're Pater. And yet our Mishnah said that if the Mashil says, She'ula Mesa, and therefore you Chayv and Onsim and Yomi the money, and the other guy in the shoal says eini yodeya, our Mishnah said that you're going to be chayiv, that the shoal is going to be chayiv. So answers the Gemara, Kido Amar Rav Nachman, similar to what Rav Nachman said in a different context, that we're talking about a case where the guy is chayiv a shvua and he's unable to take a shavua, and since he's unable to take a shavua that he's already chayiv, he's going to have to pay. So Achanami, just like Rav Nachman says that elsewhere, over here also, goes sheyeshesek shavua b'nehem. The way to explain our Mishnah is that the fellow is anyway chayiv a shavua, and because he's unable to take the shavua, that's why he's going to have to pay. What is the original context of Rav Nachman's statement? Where else did Rav Nachman say yeshesek shavua b'nehem ein yachli shava mishalim? Where did he say that? We have no idea. The Rashash points out we have no maramakom where Rav Nachman says where this originates. This statement of Rav Nachman originates. Normally, when we say kida amar and hachanami, it means that there's some other sugya where it appears. In the Sefer Ein Yosef, he writes that it's referring to the Gemara on Kufta Zayin and Beis. We'll see in a few weeks. But the problem is over there also the Gemara says kida amar Rav Nachman hachanami. So the Eitz Yosef said, yeah, but that's how the Gemara works. It's cross-referencing. Each one is referring to the other sugya. So that they're both the source, and yet neither is the source. So it's just something that Rav Nachman says in a couple of places, and it's cross-referencing one to the other. Now, the idea that if a person is not able to take a shavua, he's going to have to pay, is based on the pasuk. The pasuk has shavuos Hashem tia bein shneihem, and the Gemara in Shavuos Daf Mem Zayin says bein shneihem means velo bein ayorshim. That in a case where a person has to, there's a chiyuv shavua, a yoresh who is going to be pater from the shavua. If the man who would have been chayiv the shavua died, and it's his yorshim who you're dealing with, they don't have to take the shavua. Now lechora, the yoresh of course is going to be pater from. He's not able to take shvuah. What does he know about his father's business dealings? So must be telling me, the pasuk must be mechadish to me, that anyone is not able to take a shvuah mitok shein yachli shavim mishalim, and therefore I need a pasuk to tell me, yeah, but yoresh is pater. That typically when someone's not able to take a shvuah, we would say mitok shein yachli shavim mishalim. But a yoresh is not able to take a shvuah, it's understandable, and therefore we're not going to apply the principle mitok shein yachli shavim mishalim. But again, our Mishnah must be talking about a case where there is a chiyuv shvuah, the guy is not able to take the shavua, and memeli is going to be chayiv. So hechidami, how could you have a case where hechidami yesek shavua? How do we formulate our Mishnah to be talking about a case where there's already a chiyuv shavua? Well, kidderava, similar to what Rava says elsewhere, da'amar Rava, because Rava says elsewhere that if someone claims manali biyadcha, you owe me $100, v'alo omer, and the other guy says ein lecha biyadi alech chamishim, look, I owe you $50, that is moda b'miktas, the mixas chayiv the shvuah. Problem is, he's not kofer b'miktsas. And he says, v'ashar eini yodeya. The other $50, I don't deny, I'm just telling you I don't know if I owe it to you or not. So your moda b'miktsas, the Torah is mechayiv a moda b'miktsas in a shvuah, but what is that shvuah? The shvuah is, and I don't owe you the rest. This guy cannot take a shvua that he doesn't owe the rest because he doesn't know if he owes the rest or not. So mitok shein yachol lishav mishalim. So Rava says in that context, mitok shein yachol lishav mishalim. Since he's chayiv shvuas moda b'miktsas, he cannot take the shvua of moda b'miktsas because the content of the shvua of moda b'miktsas is that I don't owe you the rest. He can't say he doesn't. He can't swear that he doesn't owe the rest. He's a niyodeya. He doesn't know. Therefore, he's going to have to pay. Where's this original statement of Rava? Where's the ikar memra of Rava that we're referring to, Kida Amar Rava? So Rabbeinu Chananel writes, there is no Gemara where Rava says this Meimra in this Lashon, but probably it's referring to Shavuos Daf Mem Zayin, that from what Rava says over there, it turns out that Rava holds this Shita, even though it doesn't have it in these exact words. In the Maariv Chiyus, he says that this Lashon may not be the Lashon of the Talmud anyway, it could be the Lashon of a Tosef, of an addition added by Rav Yehuda Yigon, and therefore it doesn't have to match the exact lashon of the Gemara elsewhere. There are places in Shas where the Rishonim point out that clearly there were additions from the Gaonim that were added into the Shas Shalanu, you know, the Shas as we have it. But anyway, so Rava's great chiddush is that when a person is moda b'miktsas but is unable to take the shvua, so mainly he's going to have to pay. So therefore, mishkachas la, we could have a way of an esek shvua in our Mishnah where we just have to adjust the case ever so slightly, that reisha b'shtayim v'seifa b'shalosh, that the first and second cases of our Mishnah must be cases where where it's not one cow, but it's two cows, in order to create a moda b'mitzvah situation. And the seifa, meaning the third case in our Mishnah, is talking about where there are in fact not two cows, but three cows. Right? Third case in our Mishnah was, it sounded, first two cases in our Mishnah sounded like it was one cow, but half the day for borrowing, half the day for renting. Today for borrowing, tomorrow for renting. Third case of the Mishnah was two cows, one of them is borrowed, one of them is rented. So now we're upping the number of cows in order to generate a moda b'mitzvah situation. And that's what we're doing. Now it's obviously problematic. The Rashba points out that the Mishnah's Lashon is Hashoel Es Ha-Para. That very much sounds like one cow. And now we're saying, no, that means two cows. A little bit difficult. And also, the Seifa says, Sho'al Achas V'Sachar Achas. 1 + 1 = 2. A little bit difficult to say, Sho'al Achas V'Sachar Achas means 3. So the Rashba says that the Gemara's understanding that the Mishnah is only talking about the two, and the Mishnah is in fact talking about 2 and 3 cows, but the Mishnah is not mentioning the cows about which there is a there's no dispute between the mafkid and the shomer, meaning we're creating a moda mitzvah case, which means that there's going to be something everyone's moda to. So that's the part of the deal that the Mishnah doesn't highlight, but it's there because it has to be a moda mitzvah case. So that's what we must be assuming. So how does the Mishnah work? Reisha b'shtayim, the case of the Reisha is with two cows. Da'amar lei, the Mashil says to the Shoel, shtei paros masarti lach pal gedi yom b'sheila up. I gave you two cows to work, half a day where you're borrowing it and half a day where you are renting it. Or I gave you two cows and both of the cows today are to be borrowed and tomorrow are to be rented. And I, Taina, that both of them died while they were being borrowed. So it's an ones, you're chayiv an onesim because you're a shoel on both cows and therefore you owe me both of them. And the shoel says, look, chada in bi'idan she'ele mesa. One of them, I'm 100% maskim. One of them died during the time where it was being borrowed and not when it was being rented. The half a day or the day, depending on the case, that it was being borrowed, not the time that it was being rented. Vi'idach, as far as the other one, lo yadana, ibi'idan she'ele mesa v'idin schiruz mesa. I can't say. I do not know. It could be that you're right, but it could be that you're wrong. So here you have a case of a moda b'miktas. The thing is, he cannot take a shavua because he's moda about the one cow, and normally the shavua would be, and the other cow, I swear, I don't owe you the money. Problem is, he can't swear because he says eini yodea, so he's not able to take a shavua. So mitoch she'ein yachli shava mishalem, since he's not able to take the shavua, that's why he's going to pay, and that's why our Mishnah says he pays. So not because we hold bari v'shema, that the one with the tiny shema always has to pay. No, what generates the chiv to pay is not because he has a weak tiny of a tiny shema. What generates the chiv to pay is that he's chayiv v'shavua and he's eini yachli shava. He's already a moda b'miktsa, so he's chayiv v'shavua and he's eini yachli shava, and that's a separate rule that in Yachal Shav is Mishalim. V'seifa, and the case of the Seifa, where it sounded like the Mishnah was talking about that there were two cows, one that's being borrowed, one that's being rented. No, it's really b'shalosh. There are three cows. Da'amar lei, the Mashil says to the Shoel, shalosh paros nasati l'cha, I gave you three cows, shtayim b'she'ila v'achas b'schirus, two of them you borrowed from me, and one of them you rented from me, and now two of them drop dead, u'meisrani tati d'she'ila, and I taina that the two that drop dead are the borrowed cows, so you owe me the value of two cows. V'armalei, Shoel, and the Shoel says back, in chada de she'ele mesa. Look, as far as one of them, I agree. One of the cows that dropped dead is a borrowed cow. It must be that way, right? Meaning if there were three cows and two of them were borrowed and two of them dropped dead, so obviously one of them, one of the borrowed ones, I agree. Idach lo yadana. As far as the second cow, I don't know. Ida she'ele mesa d'kaima d'schirus hi. Ida schirus mesa v'd'kaima d'she'ele hi. I don't know as far as the second dead cow, whether that was the borrowed cow and the rented cow is the one that's still standing, in which case I'd be chayiv, or it was the rented cow that died and the borrowed cow is still standing, in which case I'd be potter. I don't know. Umitok shein yachli shava mishalim, and since he's not able to take a shavua, so memela he's going to have to pay. The Rishonim are bothered. Why do you have to say that it's talking about three cows? You could say it's talking about two cows and one of them is alive and that's the one he's moda that he has to return, whether it's shu'ula or skura, meaning if you have one one of them that survived, the one that survived, of course you have to return, whether it's borrowed or whether it's rented. And the one that's dead, he doesn't know if it's schura or she'ula. You don't have to add a third cow into the case of the seifa. It's already a modu b'miksas because there's a survivor. So if there's a survivor, of course you got to give that back. That means that you're moda b'miksas, because you're moda on the survivor, and you're in yodea on the one that's dead. So the Chiddush of Michasan L'Ritva raises this question, and he says, no, well, from the fact that the Reisha mentions only one cow, and we said that it's talking about two cows, so when the Seifa adds another cow, we have to up the number to three cows. Meaning, in a chinami, halachically, you're right, the case could have been two cows, but it doesn't seem that that's what the Mishnah is doing, because the Mishnah seems to be adding another cow into the equation. Alternatively, he suggests that even if he doesn't give him the behemoth right away, it's considered to be heilach, and heilach is part from a shvua. Meaning, when he says, "Oh, there's a living cow, and therefore I got to give that back to you," that's not a modu b'miksas. Modu b'miksas is not going to be chayiv a shvua when it's heilach. When I don't just say, "Yes, I owe you $50," I say, "Here's the $50 that I owe you, and the other $50 I'm not modu to." That is not modu b'miksas. That's heilach. So this maybe counts as heilach as well. And then he quotes a ravid that it maybe it's not considered modu b'miksas because the hoda'a is not mimin hataina, meaning the mashil is toveya, the behema that's shu'ula and the schura. Meaning hataina is that the one that died is the shu'ula, and the hoda'a of the shoel is not dafka on the shu'ula. It could be that the hoda'a is on the schura, and the hoda'a in the schura is not considered a hoda'a b'miksas atviya on the shu'ula because they're two separate types of chiyuvim. Okay, so whatever the reason is, the Mishnah sets it up where, or the Gemara says that the Mishnah sets it up where the Seif is talking about where there are three cows. So again, all we're trying to show over here is that there's already a Chiyuv Shvuas Modu B'Mitzvas, and the guy cannot take the Shvuas Modu B'Mitzvas, and that's why he's going to have to pay. However, this whole discussion assumes that you can have a Shvuas Modu B'Mitzvas when you just admit to part of the payment, and the rest of it you say Eini Yodea. That, in fact, is subject to Machlokas Amorayim in Maseches Baba Kama Daf Kuv Zayin. By the Parsha of Shomer Chinam, the Torah says, Asher Yomar Ki Hu Zeh, Ad Elohim Yavo Dvar Shnehem. So the Torah is Mechayev Shvua in a case where you say, Ki Hu Zeh. Ki Hu Zeh is a phrase that means, Modu B'Miksas. So there's a Machlokas as follows. Rami Bar Chama holds that Pasuk is talking about a Shomer, and Ki Hu Zeh means that you are Kofer on part of the Taina, and Moda on part of the Taina. So the Pasuk is telling me that a Shomer is only going to take a Shvua, that the Shomer does not take a Shvua Sa Shomrim unless the Taina includes a Kfira and a hoda'a, meaning aside from the animal that he's going to have to take a shavua on, there needs to be two other elements, one that he's being moda to and one that he's being kofar in. So there's got to be a total of three elements: that which I'm going to take a shavua on, that which I categorically deny, and that which I say lahadam, it never happened, and that which I am moda to. So whereas Rav Chiya Bar Yosef says that the pasuk is not about a shomer, and Ki Hu Zeh is talking about moda b'miksas, and it's not talking about a shvuas hashomer, it's talking about moda b'miksas. And even for moda b'miksas, you need to have a kfira and a hoda'a plus the moda b'miksas. That the pasuk of Ki Hu Zeh, that it's, even though it's in the context of shomer chinam, is not really about shomer chinam. It's really about halva'a, and it's telling us that the lova is moda part of the tevia, so he's chayiv v'shvua, but a shomer is chayiv v'shvua. So shomrim, even if he's not modan, he's not kofer. So that's the Gemara says Ulrami Bar Chama, according to the Shita of Rami Bar Chama, to Amar Arba Shomrim, that says that in order to be chayiv for the dalit shomrim to be chayiv trichin kfira b'miktsas ve'oda b'miktsas, they need to mamish deny part of it, and they also need to be modan part of it. Meaning, aside from what I'm swearing about, there needs to be another two animals for it to be a case of modu b'miksas by shomrim. There needs to be one animal that I categorically deny, lahadam, you never lent it to me, I already gave it back to you, it never happened, and one animal that I'm modu to, that I'm 100% modu to, and then there's the animal in dispute. So then Mishkachasla Resha Bishalosh Sefer Barba. Then you'd have to say that the case of the Mishnah is that the Resha is with three cows and the Sefer is with four cows. How so? Resha Bishalosh, the Resha is with three cows, the Amarlei, the Mashal says to the Shoel, Shalosh Parson Sati Locha, I gave you three cows. Part of the time it was supposed to be a loan, and part of the time it was supposed to be a rental. Meaning all three cows for the first half of the day, you were borrowing them. For the second half of the day, you were renting them. Or today you were borrowing them, and tomorrow you are renting them. And I, Taina, that all three cows died while they were being borrowed, so it's an onus, and you're chaya for all three. And the Shoel says, well, chada lahadam, chada lo yedvar me'elam, right? As far as one of the cows, I don't even know what you're talking about. You didn't give me three cows. You gave me two cows. I don't even know where you're coming up with this idea of a third cow. So that's an absolute kfira. V'chada, one of them, in bi'idan she'elam mesa. I agree that it was while I was borrowing it, one of the cows died, and I owe you money for that one because it was a regular she'ela, and therefore I'm chayiv on onsim. So an absolute hoda'a. The idach, and then the third one, lo yadana. That one I don't know. Ibidan shele mesa, ibidan schirus mesa. That I don't know if it died while it was being borrowed or while it was being rented. So then, mitok shein yochal lishavim mishalim. That generates a chiv modu b'miksas because there was an absolute kfira, there was an absolute hoda'a, and then there's a middle one where I say lo yadana. So, but I cannot take the shvua, and therefore I'm going to have to pay. And seifa ba'arba, and the seifa is where there are four cows. Darmalei, arba paros nasati l'chab. He says, I gave you four cows, shalosh b'she'elah v'chada b'schirus, three of them are being borrowed, and one of them is being rented, umesu hanach shalosh t'she'elah, and three cows dropped dead, and I, Taina, all three that dropped dead are the borrowed cows, and none of them are the rented cow. V'amalei, shawel, and the shawel says back, look, chada la'adam, I don't know where you got the fourth cow from. You didn't lend me four cows, you lent me three cows. V'chada in t'she'elah mesa. One of the cows, I agree, is a borrowed cow that died, and I'm moded to that. So that I'm 100% moded to. The idach, but as far as the third and the fourth cow, lo yadana idischirus mesu dekaima desheila, idesheila mesu dekaima deschirus. I don't know whether the one that died is the borrowed one and the rented one is still alive, in which case I'm chayiv to pay, or the one that died is the rented one where I'm pata from onsim on a rental, and the one that's alive is the borrowed one, in which case I'm pata from paying from that. So in such a case, since he cannot take a shavua, he has to pay. Period. So that's the end of the first discussion of the daf. So again, all the gemara, all of this was because the Mishnah had said that if someone, if the shoel says to the mashiel that, if the mashiel says to the shoel that the borrowed cow died and therefore you owe me the money, and the shoel says eini yodea, the Mishnah had said you're chayiv to pay. So the gemara says, wait, bari v'shami, you're not always chayiv to pay according to Nachum Rabbi Yochanan. Why would you be chayiv to pay? So the Gemara said, oh, because it must be that you're already chayiv a shavua based on modu b'mitzvas and mitok shein yochel lishav mishalim. How could it be that you're already chayiv a shavua? Well, it depends. According to the first approach, you don't need an absolute kfira in order to be chayiv a shavua. You only need a hoda'a b'miktsas. So it was two cows and three cows. According to Rami Bar Chama, since you also need an absolute kfira, it's three cows and four cows, because you need an absolute hoda'a, an absolute kfira, and then you need the cow in question that the fellow was unsure about. Okay, so now we had said in the Mishnah, Zomer Shula v'Zomer Schuri Yishava Socher Sheschura Mesa, that if both of them are coming with a Titus Bari, the Mashil says the borrowed one died, you owe me the money. The Shovel says no, the rented one died, and I therefore don't owe you the money because I'm Pater and Onsim. So he said, okay, the Socher gets to swear that that it was the Schura that died, and therefore he's not going to have to pay. So says Maravamai Mashatanu Lohodlo Mashatanu Lotanu. What do you mean he swears? Swearing makes it sound like you have a case of Modu B'Mitzas. Modu B'Mitzas is Chayiv Shvua, but the Halacha is one is only considered a Modu B'Mitzas if you're Moda Mi Min HaTayim. Someone comes and says, you owe me 100 bushels of wheat. And he says, no, I owe you a pen. right, which is worth much less than 100 bushels of wheat. That's not molded mitzvahs, because what he's being molded to has nothing to do with what the Taina is about. It's only molded mitzvahs if he says, I owe you 50 bushels of wheat or 20 bushels of wheat, something that has to do with the Bimina Taina. Over here, what the mashal is being Toveya, he's saying the borrowed cow is what you owe me for. And the Socher is not molded to that. So it's not a molded mitzvahs. And whatever he's being molded to, he's saying the rented one is the one that died. So that's not what the guy is claiming. So Amr Ula Ali De Gilgal. So Ula says, no. The Chiyuv Shvuah over here is not that this is considered a Moda B'miktsas. The reason there's a Chiyuv Shvuah where each one comes with a Tainas Bari, the Mashil says the Shula died and the Shovel says the Schura died, is because there's already a pre-existing Shvuah, and therefore Ali De Gilgal, you could be Mechayev a Shvuah on this as well, even though Minat Torah, this alone would not have demanded a Shvuah. Meaning if the Nitvas Chayev a Shvuah anyway, so then the Toveya could be Mosif other Shvuahs. Where do we find the concept of Gilgal Shvuah? So that's a sugi in Sota Daf Yud Ches. The Torah says by the Sota, Va'amra Hi'isha, Amen, Amen. The double expression, Amen, Amen, sounds like we're being mashbia her many things. And she has to answer Amen to each of the Shvuahs, meaning Agav, the Shvuah that she has to swear on the Kinoi and the Stira about the episode that's in question right now, that she was hanging around with this guy that the husband had Kinoi about, so the husband can then be Magalgal. And remember 5 years ago when I didn't know where you were that night, and I would like for you to swear about that as well. Remember that? So anything that happened during the course of their marriage, he could then make her swear about those other things. That's Gilgal Shvuah. So that's Amrula Ali De Gilgal. The Amrlei that the Bailam says to the Shomer, Ishtabali Izumiyas to Kedarka Mesa. You know what? At least swear to me that it died Kedarka. Because even if you're right, even if you're telling the truth that it was the Schura that died, you're not automatically putter when the animal that you rent dies. If you were Posheya and that's why it died, if you killed it and that's why it died, you're going to have to pay me. So you're going to need to swear to me that it died ba'onas, that it died in a typical way. So, migut mishtabit kedarka mesa mishtabit nami deschura mesa. Oh, so once you're taking that shavua, that it died kedarka, so then we're going to be megalgal, the shavua, that it was the identity of which animal died, that it was the schura that died and not the shu'ula that died. Good, period. Now we move on to the next part. Ze omer en yodea, vize omer en yodea. We had said that if both of them come with the Tainas Shema, both the Mashil and the Shol say Tainas Shema, the Mashil says, maybe the Shula died, and maybe you owe me the money. And the Shol says, maybe, but maybe the Schura died, and maybe I don't owe you the money. So we said, Yachloku. Then we said, okay, so you pay half the money. Hamani, Sumchus, Yidam, Mamna, Mutl, Besavi, Cholkin. This seems to be aligned with the Shita of Sumchus, who holds Mamna, Mutl, Besavi, Cholkin. Of course, the source of that whole discussion of whether Mamun Mutl B'Savik is Cholkin or whether we say Hamotzi Mechaver Olav Haraya is Babakam Daf Mem Vav, where we have a case of a Shor Shenaga Chesaparav and Nimso Ubra B'Tzida. An ox gored a cow and you find a dead fetus next to the cow. And we don't know if the cow had given birth prior to the goring, or if the cow gave birth, and therefore the death of the fetus had nothing to do with this goring, and the guy who owns the ox does not have to pay for the fetus at all, or maybe the goring of the ox to the cow is what caused it to have a miscarriage, and what caused the dead fetus. So the Mishnah says that you pay chatzi nezek for the parah, assuming it's a short time, so you only pay chatzi nezek. Pay chatzi nezek for the parah, which you know it gored, and you pay a revia nezek for the vlad. Because the vlad, I don't know, it's a suffix, so a suffix on chati nezek, so I pay a revia. So the Gemara over there says, yeah, zu devrei sumchus, that mamun amutu b'savik is cholkin. But the Chacham would say that the klal gadol bedin, hamoti mechavero alav haraya, that you're not going to have to pay anything unless the guy is able to prove that it's the goring that killed the fetus. So over here also, since there's a suffik, if the socher is chayiv or pater, so we split the difference and therefore he pays half. But according to the Chachamim, the halach is going to be hamoti mechavero alav haraya, and therefore the Shomer is going to be entirely pater. The Ritva raises the question. He says, you know, how do we paskin when you have mamun amutu b'savik? Do we paskin amutu mechavar ala varaya, or do we paskin mamun amutu b'savik cholkin? So he says, we paskin like the chachamim, right? We paskin that amutu mechavar ala varaya. That's like a chal gadol in dine mam. So we always say amutu mechavar ala varaya. Why then would the Mishnah be taught alibad sumchus? Why would the stam Mishnah be taught within the sheet of Sumchas that Mamar Rav Zalman Safik is Cholkin. So the Ritva says, because the Tana wants to be able to express all four dinim, and you're not going to find four separate dinim unless you go like Sumchas, that there's a case of Chaluka. However, the Rashbam in Bava Basra says, no, you know why the Mishnayos are always so same like Sumchas? Because you're wrong. We don't pass like a Chum, we pass like Sumchas. Rashbam says we pass this as Mamar Rav Zalman Safik Cholkin, and the raya is we have Stam Mishnayos like that. Or it could just be Einachnami. Sometimes you have Stam Mishnayos like a Shita that we don't pass them like. But anyway, the Gemara suggests our Mishnah must be going like Sumchus, and that's why we assume that Mamar Rav Zalman Safik Cholkin. Now the Gemara raises four shailas relating to a combination borrowing rental agreement as far as it relates to Bailavimo. Meaning we learned that when you borrow or rent an animal, and at the same time that you're doing the borrowing, you're doing the renting, you also have the Bailam working for you along with that animal. So then, no matter what happens, you're going to be pater. You're going to be pater on Gneva Aveda, you're going to be pater on an Onus, even if you're a Shoel, and Gneva Aveda, even if you're a Socher. We had a question if you're pater on Pshia as well, but for the most part, by Levimo is an absolute pater. So now the Gemara raises four Shailas. Shaila number one, Boy Rabbi Abba Bar Mamal, Sha'ola B'Bailim. Let's say, at the time that you borrowed the cow, you borrowed the Bailim along with it. So it was by Levimo. And before you returned the cow, Schara Sha'ola B'Bailim. You changed the nature of the transaction from a loan to a rental. Meaning, I ask you, can I borrow your car for the day? You say, no problem, you can borrow my car for the day. So I say, oh, by the way, get me a glass of water. All right, so you're fetching me a glass of water as I'm borrowing your car. So now it's by Levimo. Then the day is over. You call me up and you say, can I have my car back? I say, you know what, I'd like to rent it for tomorrow. Let me keep it. I'd like to rent it for tomorrow. I'll pay you $100 to rent it for tomorrow. Fine, deal. So the car doesn't leave my driveway. It's there the whole time. When I borrowed it, when I rented it, is that called Schira Bebailim? Is that called, so Schira Shalo Bebailim, at the time that I did the Schira, so it was Shalo Bebailim, Mahu, what's the din? Mi Aminan She'ela Luchudei Kaima, Schira Luchudei Kaima, there are two totally separate transactions over here. There was the She'ela, that was Bebailim, but then nothing happened. Then there was the Schira, that was Shalo Bebailim, and that's when something happened. O Dilma Schira Be'Sheila Meshach Shaychi, or maybe the Schira is connected to the She'ela, Tamechai Begnei Vaveda, meaning, because I became chayiv in Gnei Vaveda, meaning I was already chayiv in Gnei Vaveda before the schirus even began. So whatever responsibilities I have as a socher predated my schirus. It already started at the Sheila. It's just one of the chayiv I previously had went away at the time of the schirus. Once I agreed to pay you for the next day, so now I'm not chayiv in onsim anymore. But whatever chayiv I actually have pre-existed, right? They started at the time of Bailavimo. So maybe therefore that's considered to be Bailavimo. It was the same actual Maisakinyan that generated the Chiyuv. Now it sounds like if it was that the whole Shaila is, the whole Suffolk is, whether the Schirus can connect to a Sha'ila. But let's say you're Socher Bebailim, and then you're Socher again Shalom Bebailim. A one-day rental with Bailavimo. And then the rental is over, and I say, you know what? I'm extending the rental, right? Sometimes you have that. You rent a car because your car is in the shop, and the auto body guy says it will take 2 weeks for the car to be done. So you say, great, so I'll rent a car for 2 weeks. And then you call the auto body guy, oh, there are no parts. Remember, there was something called COVID, and that's why we're not allowed to fix cars anymore, so we're not going to get it back to you. I had this, in case you can't tell. So we're not going to be able to get it back to you for several more weeks. So we don't know if we'll ever be able to get it back to you. I actually had that as well. So now you call up the rental place, you call up Enterprise, and you say I need to extend it. So now, so I had the Bailavimo on the first rental, the continuation of the rental I don't have Bailavimo. So it sounds from the Gemara that there's no suffix about that, for sure counts as Bailavimo. So Tosfos raises the question that, you know, the Gemara had said on Sadi Vavam Beis that a socher shalob bailim, and then you're socher bibailim, meaning you rent from a woman, and then you marry that woman, so now it's by Levimo. The second schirus is mafkia, the first schirus. We don't say that it's shaykh to the first schirus. So how come over here we seem to imply that if it was schirus or schirus, then for sure it's meshach shaykh ila adadi. So Tosa suggests that it's a gzeres hakasuv, that whenever you have by Levimo, by the schirus rishona or the schirus shnia, it's going to be pater, meaning to be makel on the shomrim. Okay, so anyway, so that's shayla number one in our Gemara. that it was a she'ela with Bai Levimo, then a schirus without Bai Levimo. Do we consider the deal of the schirus to be a Bai Levimo type of a deal? Shaila number two: Im timtzalomar schira b'she'ela meshach shaychi. If you're going to say that we do consider that to be Bai Levimo, so schara b'baylim v'sha'ala shalom b'baylim. Mahu. What if you rented it first and the rental was by Levimo and then you borrowed it and the borrowing was not with by Levimo? So why was this worse? Meaning, why would I think that this would be any different? Because Sheila B'schirus Vadai Lo Shaicha. Because when I borrow it, I take on new responsibilities that did not pre-exist this borrowing agreement. Meaning, when I borrow something, I'm Chayv and Onsim. I was not Chayv and Onsim at the time of by Levimo. So how could the patur of by Levimo that happened at the time of the schirus cover me for an ones? It happens at the time of the sheila. There was no chiyuv an onsim at that time. Odilma, kivin to shaychem mitzvahs, command the shaychem bekulei dami. Or maybe no. Maybe since I was already chayv in gnei v'aveda from the time of the schirus, and I'm chayv in gnei v'aveda at the sheila as well, so that by levimo can transfer. So meila by levimo could transfer entirely. So that's shaila number two. Shaila number three. Im timtzalomar, if you're going to say lo arminu kivin the shaychem mitzvahs, command the shaychem bekulei dami, that when I rent it first and then I borrow it, and I rented with Bai Levimo, I did not borrow with Bai Levimo, that we do not call that a case of Bai Levimo. What about if you have the following? Sha'ala b'baylim, I borrow it with the baylim, uschara shalo b'baylim, and then I rent without the baylim, v'chazru sha'ala, and then I turn it back into a loan and not a rental. So mahu, does that loan go back to the original loan, which was by Levimo? Are we just reinstating the original borrowing, which was by Levimo? Or are we trying to connect this to the schirus, which was not by Levimo? Hadar asila she'ila l'duchta, do we just go back to the original agreement of the borrowing? Odilma, if sikal aschirus beni beni, or maybe we say no, it was broken up by a schirus in between, and the last borrowing comes from a new kinyan, and since the last borrowing did not have Bai Levimo, you don't have a patur of Bai Levimo. And then a fourth shaila, schara bebailim usha'ala v'chazur uschara. What if you have the same back and forth, except it starts with schirus, then moves to she'ila, then to schirus? So mi aminan asila schirus l'duchta, do we assume that the second schirus goes back to the first schirus, where you have a patur of Bai Levimo, odilma sikla she'ila beni ubeni? Or maybe no, since there was a she'ila in between the first schirus and the second schirus, and the second schirus was not with a baylim, so you don't have the patur of Bai Levimo. So says the Gemara, teku, we leave it unresolved. What do we leave unresolved exactly? We had four shailas. How many of them are unresolved? Now, we didn't actually answer any of the shailas, so you want to say that we left all of them unresolved. However, the Rush writes in the name of the Gaon, him, that whenever the Gemara says im timtzalomar in a series of questions, that's being poshet the suffix. Meaning we say, is it A or is it B? And im timtzalomar B, is it C or is it D? That means we paskin B. We would never explore further within one side of the suffix unless we're already paskining that side of the suffix. And therefore, the real teku is only the last two sfekos. But the first two were already nifshat, were already resolved, because the first one, we said that the first one would be that the schirus is shaykh to the sheila, and therefore by levimo that you had on one affects the other one. And the second one is based on the girsa that we have, at least we don't say that the sheila and the schirus b'mitzvas haschirus are considered as if it's shaykh in the entire schirus. Okay, so now new mishnah, bottom of the page, says the mishnah, hashavel esapara, someone borrows a para from his friend, vishul chalo biyad bino biyad avdo biyad shlucho o biyad bino biyad avdo biyad shlucho shel shovel, that either the Mashiel sends it with his own son or Eved or Shliach, or with the son, the Eved or the Shliach of the Shoel, Umesa, and in transit the Parah dies before it ever made it to the borrower's house. So do you say, oh, well, the borrower's Chayv and Onsim, so no one has happened? Or do we say, no, the borrowing didn't start yet, he didn't get it yet, so Pater, he's Pater because it did not yet come to his hand, and therefore he's Nachayv for any onus that happens to it. But Amar lo haShoel shilchali biyad bini biyad avdi biyad shluchi. If the Shoel says, I'm asking you to send it in the hand of my son, my Eved, or my Shliach, o biyad bincha biyad avdcha biyad shluchacha, or send it with your son, your Eved, your Shliach, or maybe it wasn't even the Shoel that initiated the conversation. The Mashiel said, "Hareini mishalchalcha biyad bini biyad avdi biyad shluchi, o biyad bincha biyad avdcha biyad shluchacha. I'm going to send it with one of these people." The Amar lo Shoel shalach, And the Shaul says, good, go and send it. So as soon as he says that word, go and send it, shalach, v'shilcha umesa chayiv, he becomes chayiv and owns him. That's when the she'ila begins. And therefore, if the guy sends it at that time and it drops dead along the way, he's going to be chayiv in owns him. So v'chein b'shah shemachzira. And the same is true when the Shaul is returning it back to the mashil, that if he sent it through stam shliach, he does not become pater from the achrayus until it gets back to the mashil. But if the mashil said, I would like you to send it back, the mashil is the one that that encouraged him to send it back, so then he's going to be chayiv, even if it's he's going to be pater rather, as soon as he sends it with the shliach, because the mashil asked for it to be sent back with the shliach, so it's as if it's already in the mashil's rishus when it's being when it's in transit being sent back to the mashil. Okay, but from tomorrow we'll pick up with the Gemara on the top of Tzadites Amud Aleph. Have a great day, everyone.